Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug to all of you in salute, dedicated to slashing your spending to new lows, growing your savings and investments to previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Imagine all of your debt, guys. I've heard every number in the book. Imagine it being zero. It can be done. Release that shackle from your ankles, guys. It's amazing how you can fly when you do. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of the newest affiliates, all of our newest listeners, the emails, the texts, the Facebook feedback, the LinkedIn notes. Loving it all. You guys are the best. Thanks to Linda T, listening in from beautiful Portland, Oregon. Diane Shelton, listening in again from Olive Branch, Mississippi, not far from gorgeous Memphis. And huge shout out, you know who you are, Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here with my creme brulee coffee in hand, it's dang good. Everything's kind of pumpkin coffee these days. It just went from pure summertime. You switch a gear here in the Philadelphia area anyway. I don't know what it's like coast to coast. Everything's pumpkin. We've gone pumpkin now. Pumpkin spice with the coffee, pumpkin desserts at the store, pumpkin recipes everywhere, pumpkin on the Food Network, pumpkin. I leaned away from the pumpkin, just, you know, sat the pumpkin down, took a couple of steps away. Going with creme brulee for today. I'll probably lean back into the pumpkin spice sometime later on today because it's dang good. Sign of the times. All of our thoughts, all of our prayers, all of our hugs are going over the radio wires here to our listeners and the stations we have in the Carolinas who just got absolutely walloped, doggone it, from this hurricane that came through. Just know that our thoughts and prayers are with all of you. We are all keeping an eye on the news and how everything's kind of panning out. We're there with you. We're thinking of you and sending all of our best and most healing, fast cleanup thoughts there is. God bless all of you out there. And again, sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, it's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. Guys, every week I find myself absolutely delighted with the feedback from listeners. We'll jump on some subject matter. You name it, between car maintenance, home improvement, you know, raising kids, you know, connecting with the spouse about money. We've talked about all of it. And one thing that has really lit up the boards these past couple of weeks is talking about decluttering, purging, getting rid of the crap, you know, literal physical stuff that's just taking time and money and energy away from your life. So I was patting myself on the back big time, talking about how we had just decluttered huge in our house. And honest to God, I think I just hit the tip, you know, the tip of the iceberg in my house, bags of stuff. You know, pieces of furniture that we hadn't even looked at, much less used in years. You know, chairs that still had to be recaned, some old dressers, that kind of stuff. Purge. And I'm patting myself on the back. You guys, we have got some listeners out there that have taken it to a ninja edge. And here's where we take it to the next level, talking about not only, again, hammering home the point that purging and just getting rid of the clutter, how it's going to beautify your home big time, how it's going to beautify your finances big time. Because I'm going to go over some serious strategies for how people have put some just unbelievable honking coin in their pocket with the tried and true methods. We're going over them right here. I got names, I got places, I got cities, I got websites. It's fantastic. Here's what I'm hearing most, and this is what I love best. People are saying they don't know what they prefer more, whether it's retrieving cash from things you no longer need or just decluttering in a time, in an era we live in, where our stuff kind of seems to own us, okay? So the sensation of purging our lives of these unnecessary belongings is this really intensely fulfilling and wildly gratifying. All right, given that we spend most of our life wanting, air quote, things as a way to be happier, imagine my delight and my stunned shock at my intense happiness at getting rid of stuff. Okay, anywho, I digress. Here's what we're talking about. Here's how listeners, readers, you know, I've talked about this in my column as well. Here's how listeners and readers attacked their own clutter and took it the next step with some serious coin in their pocket. One of the biggest things that I heard back from people was, again, the realization, purging your belongings, the dusty stuff you don't use anymore, it's just wildly healthy. Okay, the first realization, decluttering, wildly healthy. In our modern day, it's just all too easy to acquire these incredible amounts of things that add little to no value to our existence, okay? Items, and here's the ironic thing, items that are sometimes meant to help reduce the stress in our life, in turn, create it. It's a new thing to take care of, all right? So here's the big thing. Think of the, and the bigger the better, think of the useless things in your life, maybe useless appliances in the cupboard, okay? They're meant to simplify things, and instead they're just taking up space. My first thing, I jumped to mind when I read this note, the bread maker. Not only are we hitting more of a gluten-free, but we have been low-carb for ages in our house. Why I still have a bread maker is God's own mystery. Out the door it goes, okay? And a bunch of other things. Blenders that I don't need. I already have one in my cupboard. This other one, I don't even know where I got it. We had two blenders. Got rid of that. Think about this. Go through your house. Start with the kitchen if you want to. Call a spade, admit the item is useless to you, put it in a big garbage bag, something safe you can haul it around, a big box. Forget the past and how much you spent on it, all right? If the item is truly useless, be careful not to justify keeping items that can lead to hoarding, okay? We've all seen the hoarding shows, and I chuckle because I watch that show and I feel instantly better about my own life because I can have some serious clutter around my house, but we haven't gone to the hoarding mode, so that's a good thing. You know, if you're finding yourself leaning towards that, come back to the sound of my voice, all right? Here's what we do. Get all this stuff piled up. We talked about this last week. Retrieve what you can for it and use the cash to do something smarter. I'm going to be going over a specific case study from one of our listeners who went through and in a week's time purged his home of unbelievable, just regular stuff that all of us have. Okay, here's the various things our listeners have done with this stuff. Smarter things you could do with the money. They go through, they have a week-long purge. We're about to go over the three biggest ways people sell this stuff and then what they did with the money. I am loving what they did with the money. Here's the thing, buy shares in something. Go to work and buy, you know, up your 401k or use, you know, any of your investments that you have. You don't want to go that, you know, crazy? Try investing in like a high interest account. If you don't want to do that, you don't want to go, you know, into the retirement account routine, pay off a credit card. What do you have left on these credit cards? Guess what? I'm hearing from people right and left who purged their homes and had $1,000, $3,000, $5,000 cash from getting rid of the regular stuff in their home. Nothing crazy. No hidden diamond rings anywhere. No hidden, you know, antique cars in the backyard. And they're paying off credit cards with it. You don't want to go sophisticated with a long-term investment? I dig it. That's fine. You know, do what you want to do. Pay off a credit card instead. Buy your next car with cash instead of leasing it, instead of making a loan for it. How much money will you save down the road by getting rid of this clutter and investing the cash? I heard people who did this, I love this one. Use the money from decluttering to upgrade their old washing machine to one that saves water, saves electricity, and works, according to her, about five times better than the last one. That is time and money and decluttering well spent. There are a million and one ways to do something productive with the cash. All right. Here's how this person, I don't know if I should be saying, yeah, I'm going to say his name. Steven, listening in from Kansas City, purged his belongings in 7 days. Not the vital, I have to keep it stuff. In 7 days, gives himself huge extra space, extra money. He didn't go over how big his house was before, but now he's got tons of extra space. Here's what he did. 7-day purge. We're going to start it here. We'll do more after the break. Number one, and I love this. This is his number one tip. He opted to list all of his items at once, okay? Saying, let's be honest, listing items to sell online, whether it's on Craigslist or eBay, it's boring. It can be time-consuming if you decide to, you know, mess around. So he filled up a number of storage containers with items to sell, placed all of the basic used items on Craigslist for a quick sale, and placed the more expensive brand new or in-box items on eBay for greater reach, okay? And what I'm hearing from people is the lighter the items, maybe older antique-y type things, older electronics still in the box, things that are lighter to ship are going to sell in a heartbeat on eBay. I love that. Here's his tip. List every single item in one sitting. Get a coffee, get a soda, get something to eat, and then sit down and list every item you have before you get up. He calls it batch processing, okay? He says, try it. It's going to change your life and get you to the fun part faster. The fun part is getting sales. All right, we got another 30 minutes or 30 seconds here. Love this. His second tip, listing the items using his mobile phone. He doesn't tell me what kind of mobile phone he has. I have a very, you know, lightweight, easy to do track phone. I love it. Even I can do this on my phone. Given that listing items isn't that much fun, he did his research and realizes that eBay now has incredibly efficient mobile apps to make the listing process faster. He said it was about 5 times faster than it was before. He takes 4 photos of each item, writes a quick, brief, but unique and compelling description, his words, not mine, that explained the product, why he was selling it, and the condition it was in, and then he posted. All right? He almost thought it was a joke. Get this. He puts something online. It sells within 2 minutes. He gets, you know, he uses this app. It says, congratulations, your item is now live, and then it sells. This is how fast this stuff is going. The economy's upbeat. Things are looking beautiful. Put it to work, declutter, and put some cash in your pocket. More after this, gang. Cheap
and small. The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11-10-18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about taking this decluttering project of yours. And we all have decluttering to do, whether it's in our garage, our basement, our attics, our bedrooms, our kitchens, our playrooms, our cars, whatever it is. Guys, you got some decluttering to do. You know you do. I did. It feels fantastic. Not only that, but your fellow listeners out there are ninjas at putting that stuff and turning it into cold, hard cash. Here's where we talk about it more. Before the break, we were talking about a guy who purged the house. Very simple, simple stuff. Put it on eBay with these effortless apps that even my tiny little Fisher-Price phone can do as well. I love it. Take photos of each item. He puts them online. It happens within 30 seconds of him posting these things online. $200 in his pocket like that. His biggest tip? Offer multiple ways for the buyer to receive an item. Then you post. Inspection, pick up from multiple locations if you want to. You can send it. Now, here's something else on eBay. It's recommended by many, both buyers and sellers, to include, air quotes, free shipping. Say you're not going to charge them for the shipping. Be aware of what it's going to cost you to ship this from point A to point B anywhere in the country, and then incorporate it into your price, because people hate to see the shipping costs that's, you know, slapped on there afterwards. It feels like they're losing some, you know, on their sale for the thing. Put in some, air quotes, free shipping. Get it to him pronto and keep on selling. It's all good. Here's next up, Matt from Minneapolis. His biggest thing, because he is not much, he flat out says he's not much of a people person. Matt, I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure you're an awesome people person. But he didn't want to spend a lot of time haggling with people over the prices. That I totally dig. I've got a master's degree in Craigslist, you know, self-imposed. But and I know what you're talking about with haggling over prices. Nobody wants to do it. He priced the items to sell using some quick research. Again, there's apps for everything. As he wrote the listings on eBay, did quick searches on, you know, also on eBay for similar products. This helps guide you on the price. Don't go too far over. If you can afford it, you feel it's worth your while, price it a little bit under what the other items are selling for. It's going to go faster. Considering you were thinking about either keeping this thing in a closet or a drawer or in the trash bin, you know, price it accordingly. Don't, you know, expect a whole heck of a lot for it and be surprised at just how much you get. So you kind of, yeah, you kind of undercut the rest of the sellers. You're pricing better items at better prices in the bid to sell much faster, and it will work. But here's the hysterical thing. The stuff that's selling. Elizabeth is listing here. Elizabeth, where are you calling from? St. Louis. She scanned her home for extra stuff and items she could sell. The bigger, the better. And she says there's something incredibly fun about going from one end of your house to the other, looking for items that you no longer need. But what she was astonished by is the fact that items she didn't think would fetch anything online. Oh, that's useless. Oh, no one's going to want it. Whatever else. It's incredible. She's finding out now and, you know, putting it into some serious cash. Collecting sellable items, putting them into storage tubs, and she's doing a ton of cleaning as she went. Here are some of the items that sold really well, and not only she, but Cricket, who emailed me from Los Angeles. Thanks for tuning in. Here's one of the biggest things. Old mobile phones. How many of you have old mobile phones that are out there? All right, we are of a very average household, and even we have some old mobile phones that we don't use anymore. they both quickly discovered they can make some serious money from all of the old phones lying around. Here's the thing. Cricket Los Angeles made nearly $400 by simply selling his old phones on eBay. Unbelievable. $290 for an iPhone SC. Used, you know, well used around the edges, scratched up, beat up. It says right here in his description, $110 for an iPhone 3G, which even I know is a really old one. Okay? So this was easily the most exciting thing ever for the two of them. They honestly didn't think that their old phones, which, you know, people just often just chuck into a, you know, their regular junk drawer, could actually be worth that much money. So if nothing else, go through your old electronics, see what you can find there, and be prepared to be amazed. People selling, oh my God, this dates me back there. Before I even had kids, when I was still in the corporate sector, we all had our Blackberries. Remember the Blackberries? People are selling their Blackberries for serious cash. Blackberries, they don't even know if they work anymore. They're selling them. Next up, this is more my language. Delia, checking in from Baltimore, furniture. She had just a basement full of furniture, stuff that she knew she'd never use. She had older furniture that she had put down there when she got some newer stuff, and she had refinished it. She loved it. She put the old stuff downstairs. She listed old everything, IKEA items, desks, chairs, storage cubes, old Victorian stuff, new age IKEA stuff, every single item sold, okay? I love this. She's my age. Even the IKEA items that she purchased as a student for $80 decades ago ended up selling. Okay. In fact, she says in the case of the $80 IKEA bookshelf, she ended up selling it for $50. All right. Coin in your pocket, IKEA bookshelves out the door. It's beautiful. Pretty cool to realize that someone out there is getting nearly 50% off the retail price while you retrieve over 50% of the purchase price on an item you don't even want. And touching base on a pet peeve of mine as well. And again, this show stuck with me. I watched it years ago. All this stuff winding up in landfills these days. Usable stuff. Really kind of scary, awful, you know, tears welling up in my eyes thinking about what can possibly be used. It gets thrown out anyway. So even if you don't want to go the hippie route, which I never do, I go the money saving, sanity saving, you know, life saving route. I just, you know, it helps really save your sanity when you're purging. I never think about the environment. So when it looks as though I'm looking environmentally friendly, it's a bonus right there. But in all seriousness, the big items like furniture is really popular. Okay, so price it fairly on these sites, but not too low. Students are going to be quick to purchase, as are, you know what I mean, like first-time renters, people who share houses. A house full of students, think about this, guys. It's, you know, this is the time of year. A house full of students that are now finding themselves in, you know, new quarters can now equip their apartments, their dorm rooms, with furniture for nearly maybe a couple $100. And you've got all your stuff out of the basement. They get it. They get furniture. Nothing's winding up in landfills. It's great furniture for them. It's perfect for their needs. The cash in your pocket is perfect for your needs. Everyone's a winner. I love this. I got to get this one in before the break. Monica and Sal checking in from Florida. I love hearing from you guys. This one cracked me up. Perfume and aftershaves. This is from Sal. He decided that this purge that they did would have to include the numerous bottles of aftershave and perfume my wife and I have collected over the years. In fact, he says, I still have bottles of cologne from high school decades ago. Finally realized enough is enough. Minimal is more. He listed a heap of bottles. He doesn't say what a heap is. I'm guessing maybe a dozen, couple dozen maybe. Many half full for between $5 and $25. Within a week, each and every single bottle sold. Can you believe that? Older aftershaves and perfumes? It never even occurred to me. I love that stuff. This is wicked cool. Next up, I got time for one more. Tucker and Ann checking in from St. Louis. One of the big things they look for, you know, tag sales, everything else. This is stuff that's basically given away. Suitcases and luggage. All right, take it from them. Suitcases, luggage, they sell really well, considering, and this is true, that they're nearly $400 a bag Retail, a sturdy old suitcase, cleaned up, looking nice, for $50, maybe $100, is a huge bargain for many people. Okay, before this, suitcases and luggage are notorious space stealers in homes. If you've got a nice set that you like and a ton of extra junky stuff, get the extra junky stuff online. Sell this stuff. Big, bulky, not easily stored. You know what's easily stored? Some cash in your pocket. Guys, hang out for a second. More after the break. Dad and daughter talk real estate right after this.
Cheap and small, but not too...
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show, half past the hour. Time for another fantastic episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, boiling down all of the latest noise and the chatter and the facts and the figures and the rumors and the myths. None other than my dad, John Harriott, joining me to a gentleman to my right. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much for that outstanding introduction, Chrissy.
I appreciate that. What are the tea leaves this week, sir?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to continue to emphasize something I've been telling people for the last 6 years.
Okay.
It's been true for the last 6 years. Continues to be true today, and we'll talk about the reasons for it. But right now is the best time we're going to have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes, whether you are a seasoned citizen like me, who just passed the 5-0.
That's right.
Although I love the way she described that. She says, I do agree that 50 is the new 30.
Yes.
But the qualifier you gave her that to was
that's
is you
right.
didn't know that what?
You just don't know that 9 p.m. is now the new midnight.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't remember last
funny.
Time I saw 10 p.m. I mean, I just can't.
I thought that was funny. So buy that first house or to make that move up buy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to be talking about, why that would have been true a year ago, why it would have been true a couple of years ago, and why it'll probably be true a year from now. And you'll be sitting there saying, damn, I wish I had listened to John and Chrissy and made that move ahead. But let's talk about why, if you had made that move a year ago, that you would be thanking me now.
Yep.
The article I'm looking at here is the Federal Housing Finance Agency recently released their latest quarterly home price index, in which they compare the price of houses in every region of the country.
Okay.
And every state in our union. First 6 months of 2018 with the first 6 months of 2017.
I love numbers.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie. And what this shows is that on average, the U.S. prices for homes 6.5% higher in the first 6 months of 2018 than they were in the first 6 months of 2017.
That's a nice jump.
Okay, so if you bought a house for $300,000, and just to make the math easy, let's just say that the prices in your area went up by 5%,
mm-hmm.
you are now worth $15,000 more than you would have been this time last year.
That is not chump change.
Okay, and that has been the same kind of history ever since like 2011, 2012, because in 2008 we hit the peak of the government-induced bubble.
Yes.
And we were on a skid for the next 5, 6, 7 years. By 2012, it became pretty apparent that we'd hit the bottom and probably were rebounding. And that's when I began giving this advice today, folks. Now is the best time you're going to see for the rest of your home buying lifetime. Home prices do vary somewhat by region. The biggest increase last 6 months over the same 6 months of 2017, we're in the Mountain State. Montana, Idaho, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, we're up about 9.5%. And the lowest increase was in the West South Central, which is Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
That is really surprising to me.
That was about 5%. But still, they're very, very hefty gains.
Yep.
Places that do have a real good business climate and low taxes tend to have ongoing the best year after year after year after year
there
increases.
There you go.
Now, people may say, well, John, you look at places like Washington, Oregon, California. they were like 8, 9, 10, 11% last year. And those places are not exactly friendly to business.
That's true.
Well, that's because they dug themselves such a hell of a big hole.
Yeah.
And they're not coming back out of it. But the bottom line is that home price increases are strong across the whole country.
That's the great message.
And they have been ever since we hit that bottom in 2012.
That's a good thing.
And do we see another slug off like that happening? No, because home lending rates are not going crazy like they did back then. Listeners to this segment will remember that I've said from time to time, the one thing that does worry me about the home price future is that all of the rules for mortgage lending are now written in Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
Which means as long as the people who are writing the rules in Washington, D.C., have their heads on straight and don't start trying to give away money in misguided attempts to increase the percentage of homeownership in the United States, like they did back in 1992 right up through 2006,
yep.
We're going to be fine. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, folks, you may think that when you apply for a home mortgage, you're getting the mortgage from that local lender you talk to.
That's what I would think.
Not true. Because I'd say 90-95% of those loans are resold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or the outfit that guarantees the Federal Housing Administration mortgages. And what they do is they'll take that loan from the person who processed your paperwork. They'll buy the note from them, and then they repackage it as mortgage-backed securities.
Yep.
So the local lender that you got your loan from just resells it to the federal government. They get their money right away. There's no risk at all for them as long as the loan they write meets the Fannie Mae or the Freddie Mac or the FHA guidelines. No risk at all. The risk is borne by the people who buy the mortgage-backed securities. And as we saw back in 2008, those mortgage-backed securities were a bunch of junk.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They were a bunch of junk. Now, if the decision-making had been spread around the tens of thousands of savings and loan associations, like was the case back in the 60s and 70s, that bubble never would have happened. Because people are not going to make loans to folks who don't have a big down payment, who probably can't repay the loan, and you got to make some ridiculously attractive terms in order to get them to take out the loan at all. That would never have happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
But I think with the current administration, the mortgage lending rules are still reasonable enough so we don't see that happening again.
Yep.
At least I pray the
forces are
happening.
Working in our favor, yes.
Yep. Okay. So prices have been going up. What does the future hold for home prices? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Tell us.
Best prognostications are that home prices are going to continue to increase.
Nice.
Over the next 5 years. In fact, the consensus of the CoreLogic people, which is a consulting group that puts together this forecast, I think, four times a year, is that on average, home prices are going to be increasing by 25% over the next 5 years.
I like that.
Okay, 25% over the next 5 years. And that means that if that comes true, you buy a house for $300,000, which is helping me make the math easy, but it's also a reasonably typical price for a new home buyer. 25% on $300,000 5 years from now, you're $75,000 richer than if you've been paying rent all that
time. That is not small numbers. I love that math.
And if that same kind of trend continues in 10 years, you're worth $150,000 more.
Yep.
And in 20 years, you're worth $300,000 more. And you really haven't done much to deserve it except pay your mortgage. That's
why took the leap.
It is a form of forced savings.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
It is a form of forced savings. So some people say, well, John, but there's some worries on the horizon. What about rising interest rates? Interest rates are going up.
That's a valid concern.
Is that going to throw home prices into the toilet? No, I don't think so. Now, interest rates about the January 2018 were about 4%. Now they're about 4.5%. Some people are saying by the end of the year we're going to be up to 5%, or shortly after the start of the next new year we're going to be at 5%. And that's going to make your principal and interest payment go up. And anytime prices go up, do sales go up, Chrissy, or do sales go down?
They generally tend to trend down, yes.
Oh, you just passed economics 101 there.
Thank you.
And you're very, very true. As something costs more, you're going to sell less of it.
Correct.
You know, if the price of milk goes from $2 a gallon to $4 a gallon, people would find substitutes for milk.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
All righty. As the price of gasoline would go from $3 a gallon to $6 a gallon, you'd see a lot more people doing carpools.
Carpools, less vacations. It has an impact. Yep.
But I think the impact of rising interest rates is going to be offset by some other factors like supply and demand.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There is still a high demand for houses. People didn't buy many houses in that 2008 to 2012, 2013 time period.
Nope.
We're still catching up from that demand. But as long as the desire for a home of your own is still kind of baked into the American psyche, which it is.
I agree.
Which it is. Then we're going to see a high demand for houses, and right now we still don't have enough of an inventory to support a stable market. Last time I looked, the inventory in a lot of parts of the country is under 3 or under 4 months.
Yes.
And we need at least a 6-month inventory in order to support a stable market.
That's an incredible number.
So supply is still low, demand is still high. That says prices are going to go up.
And consumer confidence seems to be a powerful force that's kind of outweighing any kind of digs that we might be seeing as well.
Yeah, and I think building on that, consumer confidence is one of the reasons that demand is high.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have confidence that the economy is going to be doing well.
Yep.
If you don't have confidence that your job is going to be there
right.
a year from now, if you don't have confidence that your wages are probably going to be higher in a year than they are right now,
good point.
You're not going to be very enthusiastic about buying a house.
Nope.
So consumer confidence, which is very, very high right now, leads to more housing sales.
Gotta love it.
Now, another thing people will say, well, John, what about an economic slowdown? What if we have a recession? Well, at some point in time, folks, we're going to have a recession.
That's reality.
Expansions don't go on forever, like bull markets don't go on forever. We will see an economic slowdown. We probably will not see a depression, God willing.
Yep.
But we will see a recession. Now, a recession is defined as a negative gross domestic product for 2 consecutive quarters.
Okay.
So if the economy contracts, no matter by how small an amount, for 2 consecutive quarters, that's a recession.
Okay.
But I don't think that that is going to be enough to significantly impact home prices. So we've got rising interest rates, but consumer confidence, supply and demand are going to override, I think, everything. And the prognostication, the prognosis is that house prices are going to continue to advance. So get on board, folks. Build a better standard of living for yourself and your family. And buy that house.
That's it. No one prognosticates like you, Pop. You are tops. Thanks so much. The time flew as usual. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about turning your clutter. The stuff you love, you keep that. The stuff you don't love, you declutter it. You put it on eBay. You put it on Craigslist. You put it on all these various sites. We're going to go over a couple right now. People are telling me stories with little bank statements to back it up. I love this stuff. They're making, I love this, $2,000 in a couple of weeks, $3,000, $3,200. Somebody made here, $3,700. Somebody else made here, other numbers that I will not disclose. And what I love about this is that not only are they taking that cash, they're not putting it towards some glitzy vacation. One of them bought a used car. One of them paid off credit cards that had been just haunting them for years. And the other one that I love, somebody asked me this, if you were to put this money away, put it somewhere in any kind of a basic, you know, nothing account, you know, you put it in there, you forget about it, you get your statements. The stock market these days, and not even these days, the stock market's roaring these days. The average stock market, people are talking about 8% returns. And this includes way back, you know, when it crashed in the 20s, all the way up. Remember Black Friday, you know, 87, all the ups, all the downs, the 2009 downturn. That was a mess. Over all the years, the stock market's been in functioning. It's been around 8%. What would happen if you cleared out all the junk in your house that you don't need anymore? You free up all this space. You free up all this time. You put all of these items, old phones, old furniture, old anything, pots and pans and anything else, school supplies people are selling, jewelry, old stuff people are selling. Say you make, okay, I love crunching these numbers. Say you make $5,000 in a few months' time. That's not unusual. I'm getting stories from people where they're doing more than that. What if you were to put $5,000 from all these sales into a basic account? Put it into the market, basic stuff, no crazy, you know, high risk, whatever. Basic returns, 8%. And you left it there. You didn't add a penny to it. You left it there for 20 years. I'm 50. Imagine I put it in there for 20 years. What would that decluttering cash, that small amount of cash you got, what would that do in 20 years? Want to take a stab at it? Tony's not taking a stab at it. $23,000. How would you like your cluttering and your decluttering to result in cash that you can put into an account and forget about, and 20 years later, you're looking at $25,000.
It's amazing. Guys, it's incredible. Imagine, not just that, I love the people who are taking that cash and paying off credit cards. That is an investment that will, oh my gosh, people say that they've had, you know, stress headaches for how long? Because of credit card debt. They pay off this credit card debt and these headaches are gone. Put a price tag on that. I absolutely love it. Now, here's a couple more things because, you know, we might have to do two shows on this. All the money you can make from decluttering. Who's this from? Saks. Hey, I remember Saks. Thank you so much for all the notes. He wants to reiterate here, and this is so true, selling different things in different ways to get the best price. He has done this through some, you know, hard experimenting here. He's trial and error, but he has really kind of narrowed down the best way to get the best prices for various things. I love this. Used kids' toys and clothes, and this is absolutely spot on correct. A lot of people like to use Craigslist for it. I love using Craigslist to find my kids' clothes. And I'm deeply indebted to all of those wonderful, highly organized parents out there from which I can buy all these clothes season after season. Another way you can do this, using consignment stores. Consignment stores are picking up big time. And here's the best part about consignment stores. Unless you're a super hot trader or something, don't sell bundles of kids' clothes or small toys on eBay. There's just too much supply is what they're saying. Take it to the consignment stores. It then becomes the consignment store's job to market it, maybe take some pictures, maybe put some stuff online. They are highly motivated to get the best price for it. They do all of the work, and you still get your slice. It's fantastic. Here's another thing, and this makes a lot of sense. I've heard this more than once. His only hard-earned word of caution when it comes to consignment stores, find one that you have a good rapport with. Read the terms and conditions about rejected or unsold items and make sure you understand any upfront costs. The most successful consignment stores out there are going to be the ones that work with you. If they don't work with their suppliers, they won't have supply anymore. That being said, make sure you read all of the terms. Maybe go online, check out, see if they have any online reviews. It's all good. Next up, Saks is talking again here. He talks also about the cash for old phones. I love this. Here's a couple that he talks about. He talks about Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, Gazelle, eBay. He's huge on eBay. And apparently there's a site called Envirophone, with Envirophone F for a phone, E-N-V-I-R-O-F-O-N-E. Pays you for old smartphones, old tablets, old laptops. I love it. I love it. Oh, this is huge. Yes, yes. I want to make sure we got to this. Bulk trade CDs, DVDs, and games. All right. I don't have a heck of a lot of those. We don't buy a lot of DVDs or CDs or games, but I know people where I've gone to their homes and they have shelves stacked with all of these games. My head whirls to think of what they paid for this stuff. God forbid they paid, you know, retail. There's a huge, huge online marketplace for this stuff. Old CDs and DVDs can take up monster amounts of space that could be far better used. And see my earlier notes about maybe enjoying some cash in your pocket rather than all of this clutter in your home. Luckily, no matter how ancient your CDs or DVDs are, you can, and this is according to him, you can make huge money out of them as long as they still play. Now, here's where the sites like Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, make it super easy to sell large collections of CDs and DVDs. You won't make a fortune per item, but for the bigger collections, and honestly, people I know have got these bigger collections. So try it, love it, report back to me. I don't have a big supply of, you know, DVDs or CDs to try this out on. A lot of people do. Let me know how it turns out. His biggest bit of advice, reserve eBay, Amazon, and Craigslist for the biggies, okay? Now, he sells on eBay, but what he's learned is that even if you're not an expert trader, you can still make decent money from selling high-end branded items on the three big trading sites. Apparently, he's making between 40 and 50% of retail on these essential big, on these big ticket items, okay? A big thing on eBay, and I like, now see, I haven't tried this out, but I have heard from other people this works. Brilliant, the expensive toys. And when I thought toys, I thought kids stuff. No, apparently this is for, you know, adult toys, you know, the fun little games, the fun little gadgets, the fun little, who knows, the video games, that kind of thing that are more for an adult audience. apparently they sell great around 40-50% again on eBay. So who knew? I love that. Surplus decorating supplies. I know we're coming up on the hard break here. Decorating supplies. If you've got stuff to sell, old wallpaper, who knows what, you could get a huge amount. You could get more than what you paid for retail if you've got any kind of old wallpaper just hanging around. That's the kind of stuff I loved. Any other type of items, even if it's only a few, you know, ceiling tiles or whatever it is, paintbrushes that aren't used, stuff like that, get it out of your house. Get some money in your pocket. Enjoy the rush that is really kind of indescribable when it comes to decluttering. And know that someone else is making good use of something that we gave up a long time ago. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.